Agenda item number 13 is public hearing pertaining to sharks. Good afternoon, Jill.
Okay, this item we're going to hear as an emergency amendment today.
Because of the advertising snafu in one of the three papers,
yes.
Correct?
So you
okay.
will, again, hear it again next month in July.
Yes, but we're going to pass this as an emergency measure now, yes.
Okay. So
which is what we'll do with CRATS.
Yeah. An emergency amendment to Chapter 4, VAC 20-490, pertaining to sharks. This actually has two parts to it. The first part is going to be a quota adjustment. The new quota for the fishing year May 1st, 2017, through April 30th, 2018, was passed by the ASMFC, Spiny Dogfish, and Coastal Sharks Management Board. Virginia receives 10.8% share of this quota. And you can see from this chart, we receive 4,220,814 pounds. This is just a brief illustration of the spiny dogfish quota relative to the pounds we land in Virginia. And you can see the blue is the pounds landed, the red is the quota. So very rarely have we been getting close to the quota. The second part of this is buyer reporting. As of right now, in our regulation, it states that in Virginia, the buyers have to send in a weekly report of their purchases. All spiny dogfish has to be sold through a licensed federal dealer. We have three dealers that purchase spiny dogfish in the state currently, and staff has realized that because these dealers have to also report through the federal system, it is redundant that they have to report to us because we can look at the federal system every week and see their purchases. So we would like to remove that requirement, but we would like to keep in place the part of the regulation that states once 80% of Virginia's quota has been landed, then they will have to do a daily call-in. We have a system set up where they just call in and leave a message and report the pounds that they've purchased that day. This is the regulation change. This is the first part. You can see on the bottom, we're just removing, adding the new quota, and we're actually removing the year. So if the quota ever does stay the same, we don't have to go back in and redo it. And this is the second part. We're removing the first part that talks about the weekly buyer reporting, and then we're just leaving the second part in and just changing a little bit of the language. Staff recommends the adoption of emergency amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 20-490, to adopt the 2017-2018 commercial spiny dogfish harvest quota at 4,220,814 pounds, and to streamline the buyer reporting process. That is it.
Any questions from the commission? Jill, by the way, that was a nice catch to streamline the reporting requirements. The less burdensome we are, the better. Questions from the commission? It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Mr. Weil, you want to be heard about spiny dogfish?
I just want to mention
something. Well, please come forward then. Say your name into the microphone.
Tim Weil from Eastern Shore. I was wondering if we could put our land in straight across the board to 6,000 instead of splitting it up the year. We're not catching it anyway. Federal limit is 6,000. We split the half one year
well, I think
to the 15th of February, then we could catch 6,000 after that.
I don't think we could do that today without a separate public hearing. We'd have to advertise this. I mean, if you want to have discussions with the Fin Fish Management Advisory Committee, I mean, that's how these things normally get through. Do you have an objection to us doing this as presented? Okay. All right. Thanks. Anybody else want to be heard on this matter? Mark?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sanford?
Yes.
You want to be heard?
Yeah, I do. I kind of want to
Please state your name for the record.
Yeah, my name's Mark Sanford. We have a 5% rollover every year from the quota that we don't use, and I notice this number is actually the same number that's issued by the National Marine Fisheries. How does that play into this? So what I'm getting at, you're setting a hard number right now, even though we didn't reach our quota of last year. Is that going to be an issue if we actually, for some unknown reason, we do catch our quota, which it doesn't look like it's going to happen? That's a technical question is what I have.
The expertise at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Fishery Management Plans is Mr. O'Reilly.
Well, he's right about the council. Now, the situation is we could decrease next year as well. So we're sort of on a three-year decrease, and it's all based on the stock assessment, the analytical work that's been done. And so we have to wait and see. But again, the reason Jill mentioned that we at least stay static for this quota and try and keep it that way for the regulation is the Mid-Atlantic Council will often reconvene on this issue each year and verify whether or not the quota will need to go down. But there's no carryover, essentially, except at the ASMFC level. The ASMFC has the ability to carry over a portion, 25%.
Yeah, but what I was getting at is we didn't catch our quota last year, so
right.
It didn't happen.
Right.
And
can
the
you
way
stand to the mic?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
We didn't catch our quota last year, and my understanding of it was if we don't catch our quota, the state of Virginia can roll over 5% of that existing quota into this fishing year. And if we're setting a hard number for the state of Virginia to land X amount, then we're not really including the 5%.
No.
So this may be something to look into in the future. I don't think we're going to have a problem with this now.
But you know, that's a good point. It's a good point. We need to keep an eye on that. You're right, Mark.
But the ASMFC would have to act on that. So this is one of those joint plans.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's New England Council, Mid-Atlantic Council, and ASMFC. So nothing's been done there. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we have before us this staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
As an emergency measure and request for a public hearing next month?
As is written on the board, emergency amendment, yep.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to second why it's justified under the ordinance.
And the emergency component of this is that it's important here for the preservation and health of the commercial seafood industry, and particularly the spiny dogfish fishery.
Yep, the season began May 1st.
It's a motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Lusk. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.